so that devotees will feel inspired to arrive in the same numbers like 2 years back. We will start with a little kirtan just to arrive here, and then I will give my first session to all of you. It is called Entering the Holy Name Retreat. Let me just see. The doors are all right the way they are, or should we close them? It's a little cold, no? Or, and it will get colder.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Hare
I request you to please do something to arrive here at the retreat. You have traveled a long way or a short way, but you brought your body here, but now comes the task, you have to bring yourself here. It's not that we just sit down, we are automatically in the process of bhakti. We have to really bring our mind to the task, or our heart, as we sometimes say. We are now with the devotees of the Lord in an effort just for concentrating on the holy name. So please, your sound is a little unconcentrated still. You have to bring your mind here. Please sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare Thank you.
Have a little session called Entering the Retreat. But before doing this, I really would like to say just a few words of thanks. I was here invited by Ajita Prabhu 2 years back, I think. And since that time, we have been in contact and we were trying to have the retreat number 2, the sequel to the first one. But even when I was in Abu Dhabi this time, it looked very, very unlikely that I would make it, because I was just so friendly and so honest, and I told the steward, you know, we talked about just nice little pleasantries, and I told him I'm not so good, I just had a very serious disease. And then I went to the bathroom, we were still parking with my flight, and when I came out there was another steward. He said, sir, we have to make a little check on you now. And the way they interrogated me sounded like the Nazi SS, you know, and it looked as if they were wanting to put me off the plane, so that they would start without a sick man who would pollute all of Australia. I was really thinking, 2 years we tried. And why am I always so honest and talk about everything? Now I will lie to them. I said it was a joke, a German joke. Hare Krishna. So I really want to thank mainly our Ajita Prabhu, who is also a lover of the holy name. I don't know if he's here, but he has somehow, he's here, Hare Krishna, Ajita Prabhu, who has pulled us here. And I'm also very grateful to our Damoda Pandit, the smiling angel of this beautiful community, who has done the web pages and the advertisement. Although I have a complaint on that, but that comes later. I will first say the pleasanties. And I'm very, very grateful to have this and to see some of you who I know, and many of you whom I will get to know in the course of the retreat. I thank you so much for coming for this Govardhan, or let me say holy name retreat. I'm really grateful. Grateful. You might ask, why are you grateful? You're doing this like we normal people drink water. You always talk about these things. No, you must know what we are going to do and what we are going to create together is, if we all do our parts well, something unprecedented, something really special. Such a holy name retreat is really a retreat where we try to attract Krishna, and where each one of us tries to accelerate his or her journey to the Lord. And you will see, if we do our part well, and I see no reason that you will not do excellently well, I mean, you have made the effort to come here, an atmosphere will be created which you will for a long time remember. So therefore I'm very grateful, because I can be part of this and serve you in some little way. I also must warn you a little bit, I don't speak English as my first language, and sometimes I say things intentionally heavy or unintentionally heavy for the Australian mind. And that is because we come from different cultural backgrounds. If you want to really make a German feel comfortable and say what pleases him the most, you would say alles unter Kontrolle, which means everything under control. Now, if you want to make an Australian feel happy,
and please him and give him an atmosphere where he feels well, he will say, no worries, mate. There couldn't be statements from her which are more opposed to each other as far as the cultural context is concerned from which they are spoken. So please forgive me sometimes my directness and my Germanness, which I'm trying to get out of my system since 45 years, but it's difficult. So I just wanted to say this. Okay. We will start this effort. I will look this way. Yes, he's here. Nishinga Kavacha, welcome. I had no chance to greet you before. By a little Adivas ceremony. Please get ready now. An Adivas ceremony is done. Something is done as a ceremony to inaugurate a significant spiritual effort. Like, for instance, one day before Gaur Punim in Shida Mayapur, an Adivas ceremony is conducted where you already invite the Lord whom you are worshipping. You tell him that, my Lord, we have gathered together here to invite you for a festival. So the same type of festival, Adivas ceremony, we will do today here. We wish to invite Krishna during the Holy Name retreat, and each one of us is encouraged to, try to teach or guide this retreat in such a way that you will feel your relationship going deeper and deeper. We will start this effort by an Adivas ceremony. Now, normal Adivas ceremonies take at least 3 hours, but this will be the briefest, just so that you that we have the blessings over this event. Good. So I will request Nishinga Kavacha Prabhu, are you ready or are you still preparing something? Sorry?
Ready.
Good. So, let us turn over to Nishinga Kavacha Prabhu. Maybe you want to just briefly address the devotees and tell them what you are going to do so that they have an idea what this is all about.
So basically what the Adivas ceremony is, you're approaching the deities and asking their blessings for whatever endeavor it is you're about to do. You might like be like, as Maharaj was mentioning, Gopanim, you want to offer certain worship to the deities on the days you ask them to accept that. So today we're going to offer them the instruments, the harmonium, the kartal, you haven't done it too much. We're going to offer to the deities and to ask them to bless us all that we can have a very spiritually uplifting ceremony. So I'll be offering, I've already offered tulsi to the devotees, with lots of flower petals and leaves, then to the instruments, also to the maha vows, or the offering of instruments as well.
Should there be a kirtan while you do this, or
yeah, that'd be good.
Or no kirtan? You say?
Kirtan.
Yeah.
Sahana bhavatu.
No.
Sahabiyam karavahai Eta-svinavadita-mastu-bhavetu-sahai Om Shanti
Shanti Shanti
Om Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda
Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaurabhaktavinda
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you, Nishkanga Kavacha. I prayed that the blessings of the Lord will be with us. So,
thank you, Hare Krishna. So nice to see you.
So, I will explain a little bit about the background of these holy name retreats. We started in Europe with them, and I believe there was also other activities all around the world. Maybe 15 years ago, the motive of doing such retreats was the following. We had heard that the main process whereby a devotee of Lord Krishna will be transported into his presence. And in this age is the chanting of the holy name and the talking and remembrance of Lord Krishna. And we felt if this is the main process, we have to learn to do it properly. I would like to give you an analogy from the scripture. The Upanishads and also the Bhagavatam speak of using a mantra like a bow, which will bring an arrow to its target. So when you chant, you are actually brought by the mantra, which is the bow, into the presence of the Supreme Lord. Now we all know that you can shoot and miss the goal. If you don't know to do it properly, then it will not work. When I was young, my hero was Robin Hood. Maybe you don't know him. He was a revolutionary from England. And he had invented a bow called the long bow. And they were bows which were very precise. And when I heard about it, I said, let's get one of those and learn to do it like Robin Hood. And I was young and enthusiastic, but inexperienced. And whenever I used the bow, I missed the goal. I believe many of us have the same experience in using the mantra. We are chanting since a few months maybe, or a few years, or a few decades. But we all feel, when you speak with devotees on an individual basis, that, I have not yet reached the Lord. My relationship with Him is still very much in the beginning. I wish so much that I would feel more of His kindness and I would feel more of His presence. The reason could be that you have heard about a process chanting Hare Krishna, but you don't need to learn how to apply it so that you will reach the goal, hit the target. And the Bhagavatam encourages us. He says, this mantra is like a bow. The living entity is like the arrow. And using it properly will bring us into the presence of the divine couple, Radha and Krishna. It's in the seventh canto. It's a wonderful analogy, but alas, 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 how can we make it work for us? So this was the, to make it work for us, was the background of starting these retreats. We invited devotees to come, to leave everything behind, for just a weekend or so. We sometimes do it for 6 days or 7 days, but at least a weekend. and give the full attention, no longer to the iPhone, which we have in our pocket, but to give the full attention to this main process of becoming, purifying our consciousness and reaching our Lord. That is the idea of a retreat. To go on a retreat really means to get, put everything on second place, and now to put on the first place the chanting of the holy name. In that way, a retreat is also different than the festivals which we celebrate, like Gopunim or Jamashtami, or other wonderful Vaishnava festivals. In Vaishnava festivals, we go and see the Lord, we see our friends and fellow devotees and associate with them and get the tremendous encouragement from our discussions with them. A festival for us may be also an opportunity to show up so that everyone knows we are still alive. A retreat is somewhat different. It's more concentrated on a spiritual process which we do, an activity. So therefore, in this retreat, I will at the end give you a few guidelines which help you to focus more and concentrate more so that you get much more out of it. This retreat is not Satchinandan Swami's and Madhava's retreat, it is your own retreat. That means, depending on what you put into the retreat, you will be rewarded. You know this shloka, yeya tamam prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajam yaham. This is very true in a retreat. It means, I, Krishna speaks in the Gita, I reveal myself accordingly to the way someone surrenders unto me. So, a retreat, you should now feel like, in old times, I don't know if they were in Australia also, but people would go and to a river to dig for, or to gain gold nuggets. Do we say it like this in English? Nuggets. They are available in Australia also, the nuggets. Not so many, maybe. But they would go to the river and they would do hard work, and at the end they would maybe have a basket of these gold nuggets and go home very much rewarded. I personally am committed to help you to do this process so that you will leave the retreat rich, that you leave it fulfilled, and you have something with you which you apply and which cures all the problems in your life and gives you everything which you want on the spiritual plane. And this is my sincere request. So it requires focus and the understanding that it is not someone else's retreat or Ajit's creation, Ajita's creation, you say. No, it is your own retreat. So, to help you get a little bit into it, I request you to do your first exercise. We will do a lot of exercises which will help us to bring some information and knowledge or understanding deeper to our heart. And I really request everyone to participate in them, because we are doing some churning in the beginning, and it will be good for you to participate. I request you to turn to your neighbor who sits next to you. He won't eat you, don't worry. And let us see first. You look still a little stiff, that's normal. Just turn around to your neighbor. Actually, I wanted to ask Madhava to be my neighbor because I need to discuss something. But Krishna Murari, he is a, you are already with someone? You still look a little undecided who your neighbor should be. You can, how to do this. Who has not yet found a neighbor who's appealing? No, no, this I should not ask. Look around for someone else showing up with the hands and then go to him. If you can't find a next door neighbor because he's already busy, you can join a group of and form a group of three. So you start already to discuss, but I need to give you the subject matter for discussion. But first we need to see, has everyone found their neighbor already? Yes?
Yes,
it looks like this. So I request you, we have put here two questions. The first is introduce yourself if you don't know know the other person already, and then discuss. Listen, now it's important. Discuss first what is your relationship with the Holy Name at present. At present, my relationship with the Holy Name is like this. You can say, "Well, I'm chanting, but I find it difficult to complete my 16 rounds, if this is the case, or if you prefer to keep that a little bit hidden and only talk to real friends, then you can say, I know that this chanting is important, but my relationship to now is a little like it to a distant relative, really, or like this. Or you can just describe what you are experiencing. The second is, what do you hope to get from this retreat? Like, you all have come here a long way. There must be something you have come for, a reason. So please connect with this and share it to your neighbor. Yeah, unfortunately, we don't have much time for this, so we will go for 10 minutes and then I will see if you're done. It's very important because you need to connect now to what we are going to do. Please start now.
Thank you. I can't do it.
Continue. Thank you very much. I would also like to just say something on this subject, and I will ask Madhava to share something with you on this. I want to just say, what do you hope to get from this retreat? I really have come here to serve the Vaishnavas, and I'm hoping that you will benefit from my little facilitation of your retreat, and I really hope to see you enlivened in your own chanting, in your own relationship with the holy name, and that you will really go deep in your own spiritual life. That's what that's why I came so many thousands of miles. I had to ask myself, is there any justification for you to travel so far? And I could feel the answer was, yes, I want to serve the Vaishnava community here in our place. So, Madhava, anything you could share with them?
We'll come back with you.
Okay. Hare Krishna. We were here 2 years ago on a tour that Kartik from Sydney organized, and we traveled together with Sachinanda Swami, his first time to Australia, and we had a wonderful retreat here. And this is the second time. And the reason that I'm here is because of Sachinanda Swami. We've kind of developed this wonderful relationship through the holy name and the holy Dham. And I'm here to serve him and to serve you all. And I hope that, you know, at the end of this retreat, you know, I can go with my head still on. Sometimes we run around like a headless chicken. But, you know, the holy name grounds us. So this is what I'm hoping for, to fall in love with the holy name, to be able to take something deep in the heart and to chant the holy name with more faith and devotion and love. And of course, like Maharaj said, we're here to serve you. And I humbly beg for your blessings. You know, there's many senior Vaishnavas and all the Vaishnavas who are here, Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, to please bless me, to allow me to serve you all. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Sorry, when you get old, you get a little short-sighted. Did you see my glasses?
Krishna, Krishna.
Oh, yeah. Where? Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So, how do you say it? It's a senior moment. say a senile movement. Hare Krishna. Good. So this retreat, my dear devotees, is based on a work by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is called the Harinam Chintamani. It was in 1901 where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur bought land next to Haridas Thakur's Samadhi on the beach of Jagannath Puri. Those of you who have seen Jagannath Puri, they know there are is a wonderful surf, so to say. I'm talking in Australian terms. Lots of waves, beautiful ocean front, but Puri really is known for something else, for a Neelachal, a blue hill, they say, where there is a great temple of Jagannath, who is known as the Lord of the universe. And it was here in Jagannath Puri where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent his time after he took sannyas. That was his base. And where Haridas Thakur, the great Namacharya, the great teacher of the holy name, sat and chanted from morning till night. So when Haridas Thakur took samadhi, that means when he left his body, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally cremated him in the sand and built a little tomb above him, a little sand dune. And later, Samadhi Mandir was established there, which is still available there. And it is said that from this place, still in the night, you can hear Haridas Thakur chanting. It was next to this where Bhaktivinoda Thakur bought just a little plot. His hope was to spend the remainder of his days on this earth just chanting the holy name. He had been a judge. He had been the father of, I believe, 13 illustrious children. He had authored more than 100 books. Yes. He had revived the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bengal. He really was a pioneer in Krishna consciousness. But now the Thakur felt, my days on earth are coming to a close. And he wanted to just leave all this behind. His authorship, his starting a movement, the Namhata movement, and reviving an ancient tradition. He left all this behind to just chant the holy name. He had a little plaque. I hope I say it correctly. It's a marble thing. What? Plaque. You can say like God. And there he wrote down the following verse. I translated from Bengali to English. In order to remember the names and qualities of Krishna Murari, he who is known as Bhaktivinoda has given up everything. To come here to the land of Lord Gauranga's pastimes, he has taken shelter in this cottage of devotion, Bhakti Kutir. This personality who was so famous and who is really the pioneer of Krishna consciousness in modern times, this great personality stopped everything. He put a halt to everything. He had one assistant, Krishna Das was his name, and he just stayed in a little cottage of devotion. It's called a Bhakti Kutir. During this time, the Harinam Chintamani and the sequel, the Bhajan Rahasya, was practiced by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And it is these two works which reflect the best way what he came and wanted to teach. The Harinam Chintamani, from which I will also try to speak to you, is a book which just vibrates in your head with bhakti or with the holy name. And I would like to read just a few opening sentences of this work, so that you will know what this is about, and that you will allow yourself to be also surcharged with the teachings. This work describes a discussion between Haridas Thakur, you remember, the Namacharya, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that incarnation of Lord Krishna. They used to meet each day, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would request Haridas Thakur to discuss some aspects about the holy name. So here I'm reading to you. You will have to concentrate now a little, because it's an ancient text. It speaks in a different language than No Worries Made. So you need to just tune in now. On the shore of the saltwater ocean, on the blue hill, there's a beautiful temple in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead assumed a wooden deity form in order to deliver the conditioned souls. This Lord, who is worshipped in this beautiful temple here, gives both happiness and liberation. It is in this holy abode where Lord Chaitanya stayed in the house of Kashi Mishra to bless the human race and teach the heart of the true religion which is meant for this age. He took one of his liberated devotees with him, and he became like a desire tree. To everyone, he taught the science of love for Krishna, Krishna Prema. He happily heard the science of devotion from the mouths of his different devotees, and he carefully taught the conditioned souls. So it says here that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, instead of teaching everything he wanted to teach directly, sitting down on the teacher desk, he actually had his liberated devotees give teachings. And you will find this principle also here. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is only asking questions which bring out from Haridas Thakur, this great liberated soul, no? All the secret tips of how to develop your relationship to Krishna. So, this was the introduction to the text, and now the text officially starts. One day, after bathing in the sea, Lord Chaitanya met Haridas Thakur under a Siddha Bakula tree. That's an amazing tree which grew when Lord Chaitanya took one toothpick, of Lord Jagannath and planted it in the ground of Puri. He said, Haridas Thakur, you always sit in the sun and you chant. You need some proper shade. Here, I'm making some shade for you. And he took the toothpick. Toothpick means the wood is no longer living. And put it in the ground, and it grew within a short time into a nice shade-giving tree. It's a bakula tree. That's one tree type. You can also, I think, planted here in this climate, I think it would go. But this is a Siddha Bakula tree. It means a tree which has reached all perfection. Once the king's men wanted to cut it down, but when they did the first strike to the tree, blood was gushing forth from the tree, thus indicating that this tree is you know, it's a liberated soul. It's not just some dull tree. And so it's a siddha tree, a perfected tree. So here Haridas was sitting, and Lord Chaitanya came there. Happy at heart, Lord Chaitanya earnestly asked, Haridas, how may the conditioned souls be easily delivered? Now when Haridas heard this question, he said, yes, I know, I will tell you. He started to cry, weeping and weeping, and the hairs of his body erect, and humbly grasping the Lord's feet, saintly Haridas said, Master, I am very poor. I have no wealth of knowledge. Your feet are my only wealth. O Master, what good will happen if you ask me such a question? I'm so unfit. And then he started to just say, my Lord, I can speak, but only if you make my heart blossom. You have to you have to empower me. And then, like a flower which is blossomed, I can spread the fragrance or the knowledge of the holy name around. Oh Master, he concluded, I am fallen. How will I know what to say? Still, I must obey your command. The words which you place in my mouth, these words I will happily speak. So this is this book. And this is something that you will learn. It is directly given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu into the heart of Haridas Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says this book is not an ordinary book. He in his introduction, he says it's not an ordinary book. It's almost like publishing a book and saying, my dear reader, this may not be for you. It's not an ordinary book. And he says, may this book, the Harinam Chintamani, become the very life of those souls whose only aspiration is the bhakti, the devotion to Lord Krishna and his devotees. So we pray that you will somehow get the blessings of this conversation which took place between Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We pray really that you will be surcharged also, that you will blossom also. There are a few guidelines which I would like to speak about, which will make your retreat a full success. When I give these retreats all over the world, I usually give guidelines like come on time, be punctual. I would say things like turn off and turn in, or live a symbolic death, I would say. That is, leave your old life for some time behind now, and switch yourself on to all the realizations which the Lord might have placed on your path just for you to discover. I would say such things, I would say minimal email contacts. It's best if you totally clear off the internet for some time, if it's possible for you. I would say things like, if you have not finished so many small things, this is your chance. But today I will not give all these guidelines. If you are interested in these formal guidelines, we have posted them on the door for you. They are good, But they are not best. The best guidelines are really practice humility, prayer, and a service attitude doing this. Humility means that you connect with yourself as a soul. You are fallen in this world. You have not yet reached the perfection. You're just a soul struggling with his mind. Hare Krishna, that may have sounded too German. I have to be a little bit more. We are what we are. Connect with that. Don't become discouraged. No, there's an ocean of opportunity before you. But come to a position of reality. We are souls who have left the spiritual world, who are separated to some extent, and we are miserable because of that. Practice humility and then prayer. That we are dependent on Krishna's mercy if we wish to have success in spiritual life. I think Krishna gave us some sign, some language from the altar, some rumbling. for this effort to go deeper in your holy name and in your relationship with the Lord, pray. Pray, mister. Pray, sister. that will be good. Prayer will be, it will be good for you. I encourage you. We have the lectures, the morning lectures in the temple. We will hear a little bit later about how we will conduct this. And there are these most beautiful deities of Radha Govardhandari. I hope I get it right. Radha Govardhandari. And you can see there's one deity whom you will not find such a deity so easily. It's Lord Krishna lifting his arm and carrying the Govardhan Hill. Have you seen the right side? Very extraordinary deity. Very unusual, but extraordinary. So pray. And finally, I would love to encourage all of you in a service attitude. The Holy Name will reveal himself, not if you go with a machine gun before him and say, I want some taste, please. You know, you have to come with a service attitude. Serve him by taking part in the kirtans. There are kirtans every night. We will have 2 hours and you should be there. You should not think, oh, this is just kirtan. This is the main thing, to serve the Holy Name. And we will have many kirtans. In the morning, we have, of course, you are encouraged to come to the Mangala Arati, but you are intensely requested to come for 6 o'clock when we will all sit together for 1 hour of japa. This will be led by Gaurahari Prabhu, who is on many of my retreats. Now he is temple president, he can't travel so much, but I begged him, please, you must come to Australia for 2 reasons. You will learn a lot from Ajita Prabhu, and the second is the devotees are here exceptionally nice. That is what I found out in the first retreat. We had some initial difficulty in the first retreat, you might remember, to connect, because at one stage the whole hall just ran out, and I thought, my God, am I so bad? And what I found out, a little prasada bell had been I had never experienced such enthusiasm in my life, and I was totally disoriented, and I needed psychological counseling, you know, and I said to the devotees, my dear devotees, this won't work. You have to be a little focused in the sessions, and then it worked, and so on, and I was totally charmed, and so on. serving the idea of the holy name. Please come there for 6 o'clock. Then we will all chant together, and I will. Gaurahari will give some tune in. He will say something. You will see which will frame your experience. It will become more pronounced for you. Oops. And there will be also an additional japa session of 1 hour, which is how do you say? There's an English word, but
optional.
Thank you. It's optional. You may attend it or not attend it according to where you are with your japa. But the idea is, please, through these 3 days, serve the holy name and try to also serve the Vaishnavas. Try to, while you're here, serve the Vaishnavas so that we can build really a good community spirit in here. Now I would like to conclude what I have to say, and then we will sing a little. I want to ask you to get to know a new friend in your life. It is a sankalpa. Moment. Thank you. Thank you very much. This was an important information. I want to briefly explain what is a sankalpa. A sankalpa is will be your friend. What you will do now is we will now try to shape, not shape, how we will make something which will bring us into a very spiritual place. A sankalpa means an inner orientation. Now it is seen that from for instance sport events, that if sports people who go on a marathon just have that inner orientation, I will finish that marathon, they will do very well. Whereas sports people who don't do an inner orientation or an inner promise and so on, they can easily be discouraged. A few years ago, I don't know when, maybe 3 years ago, Bibi Govinda Maharaj and our Madhava and myself, and there was Ananda Chaitanya from Switzerland, and these wonderful, energetic young boys, Gopinath, etc. We decided to make a Dandavat Parikrama around Govardhan. And what we took great effort in is every day we would connect ourselves individually with our sankalpa. Now I'm not as strong as Madhava or Bibi Govinda Maharaj, and I knew it would be difficult for me. And in the midst of it, what became difficult, I lived somewhere in a very simple environment, and some of the water was bad, and I contracted typhoid. But because I had made in the beginning the strong sankalpa, this inner orientation, I will finish this Dandavat Parikrama. I still can't tell you how I did it, but I felt I was carried around, especially the last stretch, and so on. An inner orientation is something which acts as your best friend. During initiation, each one of us is requested to do a sankalpa. I will chant 16 rounds each day. And when you connect with this, when you connect with the moment of the sankalpa, you will get a lot of strength. Now it also needs to be said, if certain sankalpas, if you break them, then something in you breaks also. So therefore, you need to be realistic in your sankalpas. you need to form something which you can actually do and which you're committing yourself to do. Now I want to say the sankalpa which we will ask you to do is something which is easy. It's not one of these super big things. The initiation sankalpa, that's something between you and your guru. That is not what we will do. But I just wanted to speak about the principle of forming something which you will do. My dear devotees and my dear skeptics, if there should be any. This is such a powerful practice. Wow! It can really help you, especially at the moment when you have your human weak moments. You somehow, when you have made a simple thing, I will do this. For instance, I will serve the devotees. This is always my sankalpa. No matter what, even if something doesn't go the way I would like it to go, I will not be irritated because a servant is never irritated to what happens. A sankalpa, the inner orientation, is very, very important. There was once an old man, this is a story from India. He went to the Himalayas in order to make the steep climb to Badrinath. But the rainy season had started already, and rainy season in India, in the Himalayas means, not in India, in the Himalayas means there will be landslides. The mountain will come down, crumble down and destroy the path. Now, this old man was from some country, Gujarat or something. He was not a mountain man. And he came to the foothills of the Himalayas. And there was a toll station. And the toll man told him, it's rainy season, there will be landslides. Why don't you stay with me in my cottage? It's nice and warm here. So the old man said, no, I'm going to Badrinath. What? You want to go to Badrinath? Not now. Stay for a few months. But the old man said, no, I don't know if I still live for a few months. You must know my mind is already in Badrinath. Now my body will just follow. This is a sankalpa, an inner orientation. You're putting something into your mind which you want to do, and you make a little ceremony to just anchor it there in the mind, and then you will see it will work. Let me just see. In our Vaishnava culture, we have these sankalpas, for instance, the Kartik Vrata, or the Vrata to chant 16 rounds daily, or on Jamashtami, at least, I don't know if you do this in Australia, but all around the world, you say, I'm fasting up to midnight. I can imagine it is for some a little intense, but those who do it, those who are monks, for instance, they will put this in the morning in their mind. I will fast, no matter how good the cake is. And then you don't feel hungry, even with cream cheese before your eyes. No problem, because you have made a sankalpa. Sankalpas are friends which accompany us. So I would like you now, I would like to guide you into this little exercise. I will, do you have notes, notepads with you? No? Yes? Please get them out if you have. If you don't have them, no problem. No problem. You can do it in your mind also. I would like to, in the beginning, help you to form your own sankalpa. That is, where would you like to focus on? What is your desire in regards to chanting? Would you like to improve it? Would you like to focus on one thing? And then while we do kirtan, I will request you, when you are done, to step forward. We got some lights here. Are they here? May I ask? Vanunandini, you know where they are? Hello? Where are they? You sure? You point somewhere? Please show them that we can. Aha, there will be a devotee who will give you these little lights, and then I request you to, while the kirtan is going on, to offer the light to the deity, and then pray during this time. My Lord, my sankalpa is this, my desire in this retreat is this. I would request you to protect it and to give me your strength so that I can fulfill it. This will go on. We will first have 5 minutes of forming this sankalpa. Either you can write it down or you can just think about it. And then after 5 minutes, Madhava Prabhu will start a kirtan. We will do it for about 30 plus minutes. And during this kirtan, when Madhava Prabhu starts, we can all move forward, maybe not all at once, and we will get our lights. I will step forward first so that you know how to do it. It's simple. Some say 3 circles, others say 7 circles. And while you do this, you pray. And then it's very important, then bring the light out. There will be a devotee who assists you outside, that you don't put it near paper or or on the wood, so that this wonderful community hall will stay with us for many years to come. You please come back after you have put your light there and do this. Now, if we don't have enough lights, I don't know, I think we are about 100 and we got 100 lights, you can do one of two things. You can just pray to the deities without offering a light, or if you are very much liking to offer a light, then you can pick one of the lights from here, from outside, and bring it and do it there, then return the light outside. Yes? Is it clear?
Yes.
What we will? Good. So I will now guide you. You all had opportunities to share with your neighbor a little bit what you would like to, what your relationship of the Holy Name is at the present moment. And most probably you shared also what you would love your relationship to the Holy Name to become. So now you've heard a little bit about Harinam Chintamani, the work from which we will learn. And you have heard a little bit about the power of sankalpa, and I would like to request you now to focus a little bit on the question, what is my innermost desire to do or improve in regards to my practice of chanting the Holy Name? Those who are new, I see some new faces from our effulgent woofer community. You can just think what you would like in your relationship to God, with God, to happen, so on. And you will, and then go forward and offer the light, and then as you offer the light, share this or pronounce it in front of the deities so that you will get the strength. We will start now. And in 5 minutes we will move forward. Please don't talk during this time if it's not absolutely necessary, but either write or think about how you can best use this retreat.